local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Absolutely picture-perfect afternoon here. 70 degrees, clear skies. Hopefully it stays that way. We'll find out over the course of the next hour. Meteorologist Alan Strum's got weather. Austin has check of the roads in about two and a half minutes from right now. As always, the text line is open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-2626-111. We start with today's top three stories, and officially now we can say that the presidential election will be a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump, as both men clinched their respective parties' nominations yesterday in the primaries, and recent polling shows the two essentially dead even in the race for November, though it is thought to be the longest general election campaign ever. So we'll see when the formal debates are scheduled here. The House approving a bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. The bill requires the parent company of TikTok, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he supports a ban, but not how it was done.
As is typically the case in the U.S. House of Representatives, we had a bad bill to deal with a real problem. This legislation was overbroad. It dealt with websites. It wasn't even available for amendment.
And lawmakers are concerned that the Chinese government can access the personal data of millions of Americans. Those opposed to the bill argue it imposes limits on free speech. President Biden has said he would sign it if it cleared Congress, although it does face an uncertain future in the Senate if it is even taken up for a vote. A judge is dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee tossed out counts that accused Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. And McAfee, of course, will soon decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will remain on Trump's case. Those are today's top three stories. Look at our roads and weather now. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here, several spots of note currently. We'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, traveling towards Tiger Point. We did have an accident report in that area earlier that is still causing some pretty severe backups. Not only that, but evening traffic can typically cause some issues in that area anyway, so be on the lookout for all of that. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is getting increasingly backed up. Still got some issues on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, though it does appear to be breaking up slowly but surely. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some heavy traffic going both ways there. Traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Muskegee Road, that's over in the Cantonment area. We've got some backups in that area as well. Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. That is giving us evening traffic issues as well. And some of the worst road issues that you're going to see is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach.
All right. Taking a look here at our top local stories today. The victim in Monday morning's fatal shooting on R Street has been identified by family. According to Channel 3, he's 31-year-old Edward Mobley. He was shot and killed just days after he was released from the Escambia County Jail after serving 10 months for battery and drug charges.
A great brother, a great father, a great uncle, a great son to my mom. Basically, I just want justice. I want the community or whoever knows something to come forward and say something.
Escambia Sheriff deputies say when they responded to an overdose call, Mobley was found with a gunshot wound to the chest at around 7:45 Monday morning. And about 4 hours earlier, deputies responded to the area after a shot spotter sensor picked up a gunshot, but they didn't find anything there at the time. Also heard from Sheriff Chip Simmons this morning regarding the new law banning the homeless from camping in public areas. It's waiting on the governor's signature. And so far, the sheriff's office says they haven't talked to lawmakers about how it will be enforced.
I get complaints and calls every day. And I feel for the residents, and I feel for business owners, and I see that. I also feel for people that may be hungry. I understand there's a mental health issue that needs to be resolved. Again, that's not the sheriff's office responsibility. The sheriff's office responsibility is to enforce the laws. And if there's a law, we will enforce it.
The sheriff also says he's been pushing for some type of dashboard system that would show the number of beds available at area homeless shelters so deputies would know where they can take people. The law requires the county to set up an area for the homeless to camp where they would have security. And a ban on alcohol and drugs, offer behavioral health services, and restrooms as well. In Santa Rosa County, tomorrow morning, commissioners will discuss the possibility of moving forward with being the host of the largest American flag in Florida. The two bids that were unsealed yesterday are both north of $300,000 for installation and materials. And last night, the Milton City Council passed a resolution in support of the idea on a 5-2 vote.
I'm patriotic. I always have been. But to spend this kind of money on a flag just seems outrageous to me. And I think we could look at other ways to support our military at Whiting Field.
That was Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow. She and Councilman Mike Cusack voted against it. Commissioners have discussed using tourism tax dollars to cover the cost. However, it's not known if the project would be eligible. Also, an update on the Ark of the Emerald Coast efforts to find a new home for their adult day training program in Milton. Some good news, as it looks like they will be able to use the Baghdad Community Center on a temporary basis for around 6 months. On Monday, Commissioner Kerry Smith had this to say.
You know, we take care of the mentally disadvantaged at the youth level, but when people get to the adult level, we kind of toss them out to the side. And it's an underserved portion of our community that we do need to not drop the ball on.
And on Thursday, tomorrow, the commissioners are expected to pass legislation that would waive the community center's $25 per hour occupancy fee to allow Ark of the Emerald Coast to utilize the facility. Finally, if you frequent Alabama roads, you may want to take your phone off of your lap or in your hands as the new distracted driving law goes into effect in June. It was actually passed last year, but now it's going into effect. It makes it illegal to hold your cell phone while driving. Fines range from $50 to $150, and a violation can put points on your record. The law is secondary, though, secondary offense, I should say, so officers would have to have another traffic offense to pull you over and then write the ticket for the cell phone in your hand. 520, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Here's today's strength for life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 10 as Mary Riker, the Director of Marketing and Communications at WSRE, will be the guest to talk about the upcoming Be My Neighbor Day coming up this Saturday. She'll have all the information and much more on WSRE events. That's Thursday with Mary Riker with WSRE at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about new skate park rules, new bathroom facilities coming to several locations in downtown Pensacola, and why he doesn't think it was appropriate to wait time on the Malcolm Young gym demolition. We also talked about several Santa Rosa County issues, including reducing the speed on the Navarre Beach Causeway to 20 miles an hour for the shorebirds, the Wellfield Protection Area, and the new $300,000 price tag on that big old flag. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, several spots of note. We'll start with the intersection of Pensacola Boulevard and West Detroit Boulevard. We got some backups developing in that area there. Also have some still on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway still giving us some trouble if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, but that appears to be dying down, luckily. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's going to cause you some issues as well. Let's see. North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Olive Road. That's causing backups also. The only other places where you're going to see some problems are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. We did have an accident report there a while back. There are still backups in that area, but it does appear to be lessening. A lot of evening traffic causing backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain. Might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:26 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Congressman Corey Mills, who took part in rescue missions following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, as well as the October 7th attack in Israel, is now planning his third rescue mission, this time to Haiti, where the humanitarian crisis is continuing.
Governor DeSantis is actually deploying National Guard and helping to strengthen the manpower for the Coast Guard down in South Florida for this exact reason. But we've been seeing continual increase and influx of Haitians coming across our own southern border. So it's not just in the state of Florida.
And he tells the Clay, Travis, and Buck Sexton show his primary goal is to keep his constituents and all Americans safe.
And Rick Scott is joining calls for answers in Lake and Riley's death. Senator Scott announced yesterday that he and other Republicans sent a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The letter describes how Riley's alleged killer has a history of breaking the law, but has never taken but was never taken into custody by ICE or ICE. The senators say this raises serious questions about the ability of DHS to effectively secure our homeland.
Florida woman has died on board a cruise ship that was headed to the Bahamas. Authorities say the 27-year-old was found unresponsive in her cabin this week, and cruise officials contacted the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Authorities reportedly confiscated what's believed to be cocaine from her cabin and arrested a 32-year-old man from Florida. No identities have been released, nor has an official cause of death.
And more updates about renovations for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars are expected soon. City officials say they plan to share a timeline for the proposed project by May. The city's chief negotiator provided more details about the project to council members last night, saying that it's still unclear where the team will play while construction is underway. The more than $1 billion plan would renovate parking lots and install a roof at Everbank Stadium, among other adjustments.
Taking a quick recap here of today's top three stories, if you are just checking in with us, we, of course, have known for several months now what the likelihood was going to be between the matchup of President Biden and former President Trump. Well, now we can officially say that that is on as both men clinched their nominations respectively yesterday in the primary. So essentially the Florida Republican primary is now meaningless. But that's where we stand right now with the race. The House today approved the bill that could lead to the for sale or nationwide ban of TikTok. The bill requires the tech company's parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. And if you didn't hear him earlier today, here was Congressman Matt Gaetz.
If we really were serious about banning TikTok, and we should be, my assessment is that we ought to have a deliberative process. We shouldn't rush something to the floor. And then the way you make it better is you offer amendments, you take consideration, you take votes, and then we probably would have an appropriately tailored legislative product as opposed to what we had today.
Yeah, so Congressman Gaetz, while he did vote against the bill today, does overall support a ban of TikTok, and also a judge dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. The judge, Scott McAfee, will also soon decide if the DA, Fani Willis, will remain on the case or be thrown off of it. So that's a recap of today's top three stories. Right now, 5:30, we'll take a break here. National headlines when we return. Also, busy day again with some NFL deals. And really, this is the day when major college conference tournaments for March Madness are getting rolling today. So we'll get you caught up on all the latest scores, news, and notes when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
John Saucier, U.S. ban on Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok could be moving forward in the Senate. House lawmakers have overwhelmingly voted to pass legislation banning the app on account of national security and data concerns. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn reacting on the Fox News channel.
The Chinese Communist Party wants to own the virtual you of 170 million American users. People are waking up.
TikTok fighting back, urging users to call their representatives in Congress and ask them not to ban the app. The bipartisan House vote Wednesday, 352-65. Pretty overwhelming. Several counts in former President Trump's Georgia election interference case are being dropped. Trump attorney Alina Haba is weighing in.
I wish that all the counts had been dropped because that's probably what should have been. I mean, at least it was a step in the right direction.
Her comments on the Fox News channel. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you own a house, you very likely have homeowners insurance, but it's actually not required everywhere, and a study by the Consumer Federation of America finds 1 in 13 homeowners, or 7.4%, don't carry insurance, putting them at risk in the event of natural disasters or other significant damage to their homes. Geographically, rural homeowners in Louisiana, Mississippi, and New Mexico are most likely to not have insurance. Well, tomorrow's March 14th, which has come to be known as Pi Day in connection with that mathematical equation, 3.14, etc. And it's become a day for many food joints to offer deals, including $3.14 pizza pies at 7-Eleven Speedway, Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza, Blaze Pizza, and BJ's Restaurant.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Daniil Hunter has been in the NFL since 2015 and has 87.5 career sacks. His player numbers should say it all, but for some reason he doesn't garner the same national respect as other elite pass rushers. The Texans obviously understand his value, signing Hunter to a 2-year contract worth $49 million. Teaming up Hunter with Will Anderson Jr. and having CJ Stroud as your quarterback makes the Texans a serious Super Bowl contender this year. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. The most important thing you can do is get screened starting at age 45. Insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used to follow my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, multiple spots to dig into here. We'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway. We did have an accident report there a little while ago. It seems like the congestion is dying down some, but there is still some issues that are going to have you basically backed up from Tiger Point closer to Oriole Beach, so just be aware of that if you're anywhere near that area. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got some congestion going both ways there. Pretty run-of-the-mill backups for Pine Forest Road. Pensacola Boulevard, if you are traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've got issues in that area as well. And the only other spot where you're going to see any severe backups is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from the Mary Esther area and going through Windhaven Beach.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our forecast, here's Alan.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:37 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our national headlines today. College athletes are making big bucks off of their name, image, and likeness, but changes could be coming for the rules surrounding NIL.
I think it is good that young men and young women have worked incredibly hard to develop fantastic skills that in turn can generate enormous economic activity.
That from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who is pushing a proposal that would set a standard for the contracts that kids are signing. It would clarify that student athletes are not employees of their schools. This comes as some college teams are looking to unionize and increase their bargaining power.
And the attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower found dead over the weekend are speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside of a South Carolina hotel. He was known for speaking out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over 3 decades. Though the coroner's office said Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Barnett's attorneys are calling on Charleston police to investigate further, saying that they did not see any indication that Barnett would have taken his own life.
Yeah, the international terminal at San Francisco Airport is back open after a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters caused it to shut down.
In life, in the world, there's two sides, understanding, talking, and working together with love and compassion and charity is always the best way to do it. And that was a little bit disruptive, but a little bit far, putting people's safety there at risk by their locations.
That was Utah State Rep Kevin Stratton, who was there among those that were delayed. Video shows cars blocking entrance ramps outside the terminal and protesters blocking elevators and escalators inside.
And Hunter Biden will not testify in a public hearing before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of his father. His attorneys declined House Oversight Committee Chairman's invitation to testify at a March 20th hearing, claiming the date was set with no prior communication and comes a day before Biden is set to make a court appearance in California in connection with charges for failure to pay taxes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready for nuclear war. In an interview, Putin said Russia is ready for negotiations on Ukraine, but they should be based on reality. When asked if Russia was ready for nuclear war, Putin said, quote, from a military technical point of view, we are. He adds that he didn't necessarily see it on the immediate horizon, but if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, Russia would consider it an escalation.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to announce his running mate on March 26th. Yesterday, it was reported that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura were among the frontrunners. According to Ventura's son, he has not received a formal offer. The announcement is taking place in Oakland, California. And for what it's worth, Rodgers played at Cal in nearby Berkeley and grew up about 3 hours away. Robert F. Kennedy, like, if I had to give my prediction, he's not going to win the election.
He's not.
Independent, you know. But wow, it's scary that he could that he could team up with Aaron Rodgers of all people and even attempt to take the American people by storm. That is frightening to me.
It took about we talked about this time yesterday,
right?
That the word had gotten out that Rodgers was being considered. It took about 24 hours, give or take, for political news organizations to, I wouldn't say turn on Rodgers, but to just all of a sudden put out reporting on Rodgers. This from CNN. at 4:33 Central Time. RFK Jr.'s VP prospect Aaron Rodgers has shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations.
Yeah. It's a smear campaign. I will say this, though.
What, maybe or maybe not it's true. According to the report here, Rodgers had shared the conspiracy theories he allegedly shares with the person at the Kentucky Derby back in 2013.
Wow.
So interesting that it comes out
now, over a decade later.
24 hours. That, you know, again, I hope he doesn't believe that. But
well, but that's the thing we do have to consider, that that is kind of why I felt that this would be a pairing that would at least make somewhat of sense, because Rodgers and RFK, I think both have kind of fed into the whole conspiracy theory field. I think
definitely in terms of questioning vaccines,
right?
For sure, that's one.
There was another.
I know that they're aligned on, but I haven't really delved into their political history too much. What were you saying?
It was like a former NFL player. It was like a Russell Okung,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I was familiar with him, but he like posted something on Twitter about how sunscreen, he told his son that sunscreen is like a government ploy to get you to buy stuff and make you think the sun's harmful to you. Aaron Rodgers liked the tweet, and I'm sitting here thinking, dude. Either way, he's a weird guy. But it's a perfect segue nonetheless for sports. Let's see. I'll keep it brief. It's all about NFL and college basketball mainly here. The NFL's new league year begins today. This means that deals agreed to between free agents and teams during the legal tampering period became official at 4 p.m. Eastern. Trades can also be completed, and every team must be in compliance with the salary cap. Free agents still on the board include Tyron Smith and Justin Simmons. Speaking of which, the Raiders released quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and wide receiver Hunter Renfro, along with the Chargers releasing receiver Mike Williams. So there are some, I guess, new options on the market there. But the Titans, Joe's words here, the Titans are making big-time moves. They're really becoming a contender here. In the free agency game, they signed wide receiver Calvin Ridley and quarterback Mason Rudolph today. If Mason Rudolph played like he did in the last, like week 16 and 17 of Pittsburgh's season last year, I think that's going to be a great move for Tennessee. There's nowhere to go but up with QB there.
Ridley is 29.
Yeah.
What was it, like 3 years ago?
The gambling thing?
Well,
or the
betting
thing?
But the Titans had a 24-year-old A.J. Brown. And it was out of the question to pay him, but now they're paying Calvin Ridley $95 million, of which I forget what the actual guarantee is. Or that may be the guarantee, I don't know. But
it's a shame.
I just don't get what the Titans are doing as an organization over these last few years. I mean, let go of Mike Vrabel, I guess there were issues with him and the owner, perhaps. Like, they didn't see eye to eye on how team should be built moving forward. But very, very interesting one for the Titans. And I just feel like they're going to just be stuck in NFL purgatory, where they're not dreadful enough to get like a top two or three pick, but they're not going to be a serious contender for playoffs and Super Bowls either.
And that's what sucks, because they were a playoff team for a few years running there, and it seems like they've missed their window.
Yeah.
All right, just real quickly here, we've got a few games on tonight in college basketball. NC State versus Syracuse, that's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Boston College versus Clemson, tipping at 8:30 on ESPNU. Those are ACC second-round games there. And Cincinnati and number 16 Kansas tip off at 8:30. That's going to be on ESPN2, Big 12 second-round matchup there. And on the women's side, the American Athletic Conference has their final between Rice and East Carolina. That'll be tipping off at 6 on ESPNU. And lastly, the Mountain West final will be between San Diego State and number 21 UNLV at 9:30 on the CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
UNLV's 29-2 this year. Just about 5:45, or actually just past 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Starting with Pensacola Boulevard, we still got some pretty hefty backups if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, is going to have you backed up for a bit as well. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still giving us evening traffic issues, as it so often does. And the only other two spots to keep in mind are Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach.
All right, here's the weather update.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain. Might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
I did also, by the way, I saw that in big baseball news today that Garrett Cole, the Yankees Cy Young winner, he's being shut down because of elbow issues, which is never good for pitchers, but it's not believed to be UCL, the Tommy John, so that's good, but he's going to be out for at least a month there, so the Yankees season may be over before it even starts. I mean, they finished last in the division last year. Health, business, and science notes. 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are closing their doors during the fourth quarter of the fiscal year. The company said it was doing a portfolio optimization review that included looking at which stores could be closed or relocated. So they say they'll close about 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year, followed by more closures over the next several years as about 400 stores have their leases end.
And a major auto safety group says that most hands-free driving systems are unsafe. On Tuesday, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety announced nearly all driving automation systems received poor safety ratings. Out of 14 systems tested, 11 of them received poor, 2 were rated marginal, and only 1 was rated as acceptable. None received a rating of good or better.
That's not good. Dr. Dre getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The hip-hop icon star will be next to Snoop Dogg's. The 8-time Grammy winner will be honored in L.A. on March 19th.
Very much deserved there. And Ryan Gosling, speaking of musical icons,
yes,
Ryan Gosling is returning to Saturday Night Live as a host. Gosling is set to host on April 13th, which is before the release of The Fall Guy. It's a film starring him with Emily Blunt. This will be his third time hosting the show.
And the Mega Millions jackpot's rolling over. No grand prize last night. It's up to $792 million. And tonight, you've got Powerball at $559 million. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two when we return.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas, and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Just gonna let this marinate a bit.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool intro.
Q96 Rock.
Yeah.
With Joe and Austin back.
We only play the best.
5:53 here at News Radio 92.3. If there's a station at all like Q97, I apologize. that was just off the top of my head. Let's do this. 5:53. We'll get an update on the weather. Here's Alan.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday. Highs in the mid 70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday, there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, great weather day, and hopefully the roads are cooperating.
They are, to a degree. They're learning as we go on through the evening. We still have some issues if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road. Also some if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10. Gulf Beach Highway does still have some very minor issues if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but those appear like they will die down shortly. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach are the only places where you're going to see any severe congestion.
All right. Quick recap here of today's top three stories as we head into the 6 o'clock hour. It is officially official. President Biden and former President Trump are the all set for the rematch after during last night's primaries, clinching enough delegates to be named their respective parties' nominees. Recent poll shows that the two men are essentially dead even in the race for November. The House today is approving the bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of TikTok. The bill requires the parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. And a judge is dismissing some charges against the former president in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee is tossing out counts that accuse Trump and other defendants of solicitation to violation of oath by a public officer. And, of course, he still has to make the decision on whether Fulton County D.A. Fonnie Willis will be thrown off the case or not. 5:55 here as we take a look at some of the more wackier stories making the rounds today. You've probably squeezed an avocado to see if it's ripe. Maybe my wife has, I haven't. Or maybe knocked on a cantaloupe. Haven't done that either, I don't think.
Nah.
But where should we draw the line when it comes to making sure that our produce is fresh or our fruits? That's a question on TikTok now after a woman posted that she watched a lady open up a container and started squeezing blueberries. The line is probably somewhere before that.
Absolutely.
She apparently did it with two other tubs before she picked one.
Come on.
I do not want to shop where she does.
Absolutely. And has a waiter or waitress ever drawn a smiley face on your receipt?
Yes, they have.
And have you ever thought, she digs me?
Yes, I absolutely have.
Yeah, guys are typically pretty bad about that, but they are not flirting with you. They're trying to get more money, and apparently it works. A study found that putting emojis next to suggested tip amounts makes us tip more. The Journal of Hospitality Management printed different tip suggestions on receipts, and each one had a different emoji next to it. Basically, to see if they would shame people into tipping more. The average tip without emojis was 22.9% and rose to 25.4% with them. Takeout orders saw an even bigger increase at 33% bigger tips.
Humble brag, I am a great tipper.
Really?
But humble yes, brag. If a lady gives me the smiley, I'm probably giving her a couple bucks more.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm a Neanderthal. What can I say?
She's got the Love Jones for Joe. She's putting a smiley face. How do you like your bacon? Nice and crispy or floppy and undercooked? Most people
kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, I really don't care. Most people align with the former. I ask because a 52-year-old man in Florida had a history of migraines and recently saw a doctor about it because they were getting worse. They were more severe than usual and were lasting longer. And he'd have a headache for a week straight, and it went on like that for 4 months. But he finally got a new diagnosis, and it, in fact, wasn't migraines. Turned out that he had a tapeworm in his head, and it had laid eggs. Yeah. They figured out he'd eaten some old bacon that went bad, and apparently he's one of those folks that likes his bacon soft. If he had just cooked it more, it probably would have killed the parasite hiding inside it. My goodness.
All right.
Just another thing to be scared of.
Yeah. Make sure your bacon's nice and crispy, I guess. A place in Oklahoma called Noble Smokin' Joe's Barbecue kept getting prank calls last month from three little kids who really wanted some French fries. Okay. I'm not sure if they're prank calls necessarily, but more innocent. Hey, we just want some French fries. So one of the owners, though, sent out on a mission to track them down and get them those fries and ended up blowing up on Facebook with thousands of people commenting on a post about it. The owner did end up figuring out it was three girls, age 5, 9, and 11. Now they've gotten their fries and then some. The owner is planning French fry parties for them at their school, and she set up a GoFundMe to start savings accounts for them. They'll get the money when they turn 18, so they can use it for college or whatever their future plans are.
Wow.
Listen, I've been spending a lot of time with Mija trying to get her to say, Dada, I may switch to fries and start calling off local establishments.
And a Long Island lunch aide is being hailed as a hero for saving a second grader who was choking on pizza. 7-year-old Grayson Molina tried to tell the lunch monitor at his Comac school that the pizza he was eating was stuck in his throat but couldn't get the words out.
That's me.
He just opened his mouth. He couldn't talk. So right then I knew he was choking.
Yeah, I probably could have gone without using that audio because that's basically what I just said. But either way, fortunately, Miss Francesca was on the job, saw what was happening, and followed the directions on the Heimlich maneuver poster on the cafeteria wall, which I often remember them having. Like, they would have, like, PSA posters and stuff and health advice. So, finally came in handy. Luckily, I never needed it.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway from that. But I'm glad the kid's okay for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for hour number 3 next.